Amen. Well, if you've been with us over the last number of weeks, you will know that we've been learning about a great servant of the Lord who served the Lord in China many, many years ago, and his name was Charles Studd. He was a famous cricketer. He played cricket not only for his university, but he also played cricket for England as well. He came from a very wealthy family, and he came from a background where he had, as it were, the world lying at his feet. He was gifted intellectually, gifted financially. He was blessed in the sporting arena. But after the Lord saved him, he had this burning compulsion and desire to serve the Lord and to go to China. And he knew that that was the calling of God in his life. He knew that he would be no good to God anywhere other than the place that God was calling them to go, and that was China. One occasion he went to speak to a famous missionary who was home at that time, whose name was Hudson Taylor. And Hudson Taylor had left England as a young man and gone all the way to China whenever there were very, very few missionaries in China. And he had set up an organization called the China Inland Mission. And Charles Studd went to speak to Hudson Taylor and ask him about the possibility of going to China under the auspices of that organization. And Mr. Taylor was delighted. He had been praying hard that as he was getting older, that God would raise up younger men and women to minister to the needs of people in China. And so C.T. Studd, along with a friend of his from university called Stanley Smith, and five other young men from Cambridge University applied to go to China under this organization. They became known as the Cambridge Seven. And right across England, news was circulating about these seven young men who were gifted, who were talented, who were good at sports and were very well educated and could have literally applied for any job they wanted and got it. And yet they were giving it all up to go to China. And people were talking about them. Newspapers were writing about them. In fact, Queen Victoria was even given a little booklet, and she read it, about the Cambridge Seven. These young men who seemed to be doing something in the eyes of the world that was very, very foolish, giving up everything to go to China and to try to win other people to Jesus Christ. And these seven young men were asked to speak at different places throughout England and Scotland. And one of the places they went to, Charles Studd and Stanley Smith, was Edinburgh University. And they went along and they spoke at Edinburgh University, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. And at the end of the meeting, many of those young people realized that they did not have what these two men had. In fact, they realized that they weren't even Christians and they weren't saved. And Charles and Stanley spent so much time after the meeting counseling young men and women about getting right with God and giving their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. And then they went to another meeting in another university, and 3,000 young people came along to hear them. And whenever they listened to Charles Studd and Stanley Smith, they realized that missionaries maybe weren't what they expected them to be. They have this idea that if you're a missionary, you're an old person with a big long face and you're sour and you're dry and you're boring. But here were two young men filled with life and vigor and enthusiasm and vitality, and they were talking about God and talking about Christ, and it seemed so real. And again, after that meeting, many, many young people stayed behind to get right with God. Charles Studd had given his testimony and told the people how the Lord had saved them, and he was a great cricketer, but the Lord had given him this desire to win people to Christ, and he loved the Lord more than anything else in the whole world. And then Stanley Smith, he stood up and he preached the gospel, and my God was really working and using these young men. And so throughout England and Scotland, they were speaking at all of these universities, and God was working and God was moving. And then after one of the meetings, as Charles Studd was getting ready to leave, another man came up to him who wasn't a student. This man was a pastor in a church in the city of Leicester. And his name was F.B. Meyer. You can still get many books by F.B. Meyer in Christian bookstores. Read them. They're great books. And F.B. Meyer went to Charles Studd after a meeting. Now, this man was well saved. He loved the Lord. He wanted to win souls to the Lord as well. And he was serving God with all of his heart. And he came to Charles Studd after one of these meetings. And he realized, here's a young man, and he's got something different. He has got something that I don't have. And he said to Charles Studd after the meeting, "What's your secret? What's your secret?" He says, "I'm serving the Lord and I'm saved, but you seem to have something. You've got an influence, you've got authority in your life, you've got liberty and zeal and enthusiasm." He says, "What's the secret?" And this was a younger man he was asking this question to. And Charles Studd said, "Well, the secret very simply is this. God has got all of C.T. Studd that there is to have. God has got all of C.T. Studd that there is to have." And F.B. Meyer, the great preacher, went home that day and he thought about that and he thought about that. And he knew that there was one area especially of his life that he hadn't yet yielded to God. One area of his life that he wouldn't give God access to. He says, "It was like I had got a big bunch of keys and God had got all of them apart from one. And there was one little area of my life that I wasn't willing to give to God." And he decided that night, "I'm going to spend the night in prayer." And so he went to his study and he prayed and he wrestled with God until at last he was able to say, like C.T. Studd, "God has got all of me that there is to have." And that was a wonderful turning point in the ministry of F.B. Meyer as well. And so you'll notice something similar about C.T. Studd, about Stanley Smith, about Hudson Taylor, about F.B. Meyer. They were all saved. They had trusted the Lord. Their sins were forgiven. They knew that they were going to heaven. But then sometime after their conversion, there came this struggle, this battle about giving God absolutely everything and making an absolute surrender and consecration to God. And once God broke them and once God got them, God was able to use them. I want to ask you this morning, first of all, has there been a time in your life where you have become a Christian? And then secondly, has God got all of us that there is to have? Or are there little aspects and areas of our lives that we're not willing to give completely over to God? And we'll give God maybe 90% of our hearts, but there's one wee part that we don't want God to get into. Or 90% of our lives, but there's a little part there and we don't want God to touch that. The hymn writer said it well. "You never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar you lay, for the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for those who trust and obey." May God bless these thoughts to your hearts this morning.